Sorry, I am recording this on two devices because I'm having trouble with my recordings. So I have, in addition to the tarot card reading that was very, very powerful, and the meditations, I want to share with you the astrology of a few dates. One is today, which is spring equinox, April 19th. Then we have March 19th. Then we have March 21st, when Saturn moves into Aquarius. And then we have March 24th, the new moon in Aries. And just want to share with you a little bit about these. Honestly, I feel like the tarot card reading at the end of the last recording that I did really spells it out. But I know that you're curious about the astrology as well. And you really simply can't make this stuff up. How as above, so below, as within, so without. So the equinox chart. Today, the moon is in Aquarius. And Aquarius is a very powerful energy that we're going to be working with, because Saturn, which stays in a sign for approximately 2.5 years, is moving into Aquarius a few days from now, March 21st. We'll stay in Aquarius until June. And then it'll track back through Capricorn until December. And then until 2023, Saturn will stay in Aquarius. And if you probably don't remember this, but I spoke about at the winter solstice reading that I did, that at winter solstice, we're planting seeds. And right after the winter solstice, there was a very strong eclipse, and there was the conjunction of Pluto and Saturn, those were the seeds that were planted. And what I said was that these seeds were going to grow and be magnified and electrified right around the spring equinox. And it's interesting in that this virus was right around early January, I think it was January 10th, right around the eclipse and the Pluto-Saturn conjunction. I think the first death in China was officially acknowledged. So here we are in the spring equinox, where energies are really ramped up. What we have is we have Pluto and Saturn and Jupiter and Mars conjunct. And we also have in Capricorn, and we have the South Node is also in Capricorn. And I talked about this quite a lot in my winter solstice recording. But, you know, this is a time when Pluto and Saturn are together in Capricorn, a profound unraveling of the structures that no longer serve us, structures that were built in the last epoch, because we're not just at a new season. We're at the end of a multi-thousand year time where we built civilizations and religions and mental structures, and based on the idea that God is outside of us, and that we are separate from one another and separate from the natural world. And the institutions and the beliefs and the religions and the schools and the healthcare system, everything we built that has at its core separation, is unraveling, including our idea that we are separate. Because now that there is a virus that does not acknowledge borders, nationality, we are seeing, we're not just aware that there is no separation. We are seeing how connected we all are. And that when we need to take care of one another. We're seeing that in a very new way, in a very, the lessons are coming stronger and stronger. So Jupiter and Mars are pouring gasoline and lighting a match on this unraveling process. And so the structures that no longer serve us, that are so profoundly unraveling so rapidly right now in front of our eyes, are also getting repaired, getting reborn. And it is interesting that this virus is called the coronavirus, and that when a baby crowns, it is the beginning of a new life. And you could say that where we are in terms of one epic ending and one beginning is that we've been in an in-between time, and we are now birthing, we're crowning the beginning of the next 5,500 year cycle and the beginning of the larger 26,000 year cycle. We're still at the in-between time, but we are beginning. Things are really dying and things are really being reborn. So at the equinox, it's the birthday, and the solstices, it is the birthday of a season. And so the chart gives us information about what that season will be like, what the energies will be like. And so we have the moon in Aquarius. And we have, just a few days after the equinox, Saturn moving into Aquarius. I'm going to read you an invocation to Aquarius and just begin there. I am the eagle who perceives the big picture with crystal clarity. I need to spread my wings in the celestial realms of bliss so I can experience the widest possible view. I am an explorer of consciousness and have a deep connection to other realms and other worlds. I seek to improve the human condition by bringing in new perspectives, new ideas, and egalitarian ideals. I am a revolutionary for higher truth, higher love, and conscious evolution. I question authority and encourage new experiments. I am a free electron. I love to meditate and experience expanded states of consciousness. My freedom is my greatest treasure. Come soar with me. That is a invocation that Kaylin Castell and I wrote. I'm just gonna start talking about Aquarius, just because the moon's in Aquarius at the time of the equinox. Aquarius is revolutionary. It is associated with quantum leaps in consciousness, conscious evolution, expansion of light frequencies, insight, evolving at warp speed, new ideas, fresh ways of thinking. So at the equinox, we have the moon in Aquarius, and then 2 days later, Saturn moves from Capricorn into Aquarius. Saturn is how we structure our physical reality, how we organize our lives, the plans that we make. It is the physical reality, all of the structures, the governments, the schools, the healthcare systems, our homes, everything that has a physical reality and a structure to it. And Aquarius in Saturn is about how do we give form? How do we give form to innovation, to egalitarian ideals? How do we give form to our inner guidance, our soul's purpose? How do we give form to immense change and innovation? How do we be careful and responsible as we innovate and we give form to these new ideas? That is what Saturn in Aquarius is about. So it's interesting, and I'm just going to say one more thing. At the time of the new moon on March 24th, Saturn is in Aquarius, but also we have Aquarius rising. And so it again is, today we have an Aquarius moon, and at the new moon we have Aquarius rising up on the horizon line at the exact moment that the sun and the moon join together in Aquarius to ignite something, in Aries, sorry, to ignite something new. The new moon brings new life. Aries is the first sign in the zodiac. So the equinox, it is the spring equinox in the northern hemisphere and the autumn equinox in the southern hemisphere. But this equinox is Aries, and Aries is about rapid changes. When we have, particularly the spring, anyway, when we have this equinox, we have Aries
And Aries is considered, this is considered the astrological new year. Aries is the first sign of the zodiac. Aries brings new life. So we have this new moon on the 24th. So the sun will be in Aries. I'm sorry I'm jumping around a lot. I'm doing the best I can to stay focused. So we'll have the sun and the moon in Aries. Today, on the equinox, the sun just moved into Aries. On the 24th, the moon will be in Aries conjunct the sun, and also Chiron will be there, and they will square the nodes. And so the theme of this is Aries. First of all, I'm going to read you that invocation that Kaylin and I wrote for Aries. I am a warrior focused on and committed to worthy causes. I'm protecting what I love. I am an enthusiastic defender of the planet and the cosmic order. I'm independent, adventurous, playful, courageous, and free. I can be a lone wolf, fierce and strong-willed when needed. Beware, don't tell me what to do. Look out, here I come. So again, we've got the sun and the moon and Chiron in Aries, conjunct at the new moon on the 24th. Squaring the nodes of destiny. The nodes are like the North Star pointing us in the direction that we need to go. So the new moon in Aries is energizing courage, the courage that lies in raising our frequency to meet life as the river becomes wilder and more unpredictable. The courage to stay in our hearts and to ride the river as we experience quick shifts. Aries is a very rapidly moving energy. And just as this virus is rapidly contagious, the frequencies at this time are also rapidly contagious. The frequency of fear, as well as the frequency of love. And so it is important to find ways to shift yourself when you notice that you're sinking into a vortex. Now, it is also extremely important to welcome all of your feelings, but not in a way where you feel like you're sinking and energizing them. In fact, you'll find that the more present you can be to yourself, the more present you can be with all of your feelings, including your fear, the more that presence nourishes you and you realize, I am not just this fear, I am also this presence. That which sees the fear is not the fear. So Aries, Chiron is an Aries. I'm sorry, I'm really trying to find my words, but when I'm in this energy. So Chiron in Aries is asking us to stay open to our deepest vulnerabilities, both collectively and individually. Chiron was a great healer and master teacher. He was also very wounded. So when we're in a Chiron process, and we are, Chiron is conjunct the new moon. Chiron is conjunct the equinox points. Close enough. Chiron is square of the nodes, where we're going. We are dealing with opening up the deepest wounds that we have collectively been shoving under the rug. And individually as well. And it is a call to action to heal our deepest fracture points by feeling them, by making space for all of it. But also to make space for the contagion of love, compassion, and kindness. We're all challenged to slow down. The divine feminine moves at the speed of walking. Our connection to ourselves, to our spirits, moves at the speed of walking or sitting. And we have created a culture where we are constantly on the move, in airplanes, in trains, in cars. It's really hard to feel our spirits. It's really hard to bring our presence into ourselves when we're all moving so rapidly.
So one of the ways that this healing is occurring is by spirit, these forces. And if you listen to my other recording, Pele, these deep forces of nature and these divine energies have called for a spiritual intervention for humanity, for us to cleanse and heal and repair our deepest fracture points. And that, and there is no way that we are not seeing our where we're vulnerable, where our systems aren't working, where they're falling short. For everyone, it doesn't matter what race, nationality, or how much money you have. You are all, we are all equally vulnerable to not having enough ventilators. Well, I believe we, maybe not all, not having the medicines, not having, we all are seeing the fractures of the system, and we are all facing uncertainty. And the medicine is coming together. The medicine is love, and the medicine is presence and slowing down. At the new moon, the sun and the moon and Chiron are squaring the nodes, and the north node is in Cancer. Cancer is about home, roots, family, coming together to comfort one another, to look and experience our emotions and to bring our deep present. Is about the nodes in Cancer are about staying present to yourself, your feelings, to really looking at, how can I create more security? It is about home. Creating your home to be your sanctuary, your temple, your safe space. Some of you are experiencing that. And others of you are not. Others of you are like, oh no, I don't like my home or the people in it. I don't feel safe or secure here. I don't feel like I have enough community. And Chiron is pulling all of it up and asking us to create home. Home on our planet, home with ourselves, and home with each other. And to heal what is in the way of that. And that healing process, just like the birth process, we are birthing a new time, literally. We're at the end of a 26,000 year cycle and a smaller 5,500 year cycle within that and a smaller 2,200 year cycle within that, all ending and new cycles beginning. We are at the birth point. We literally are at the crowning of a new time. And if you've ever given birth, that is the most chaotic, messy, bloody, scary, yucky time. And that is where we are collectively. So Cancer is asking us to love. The world is trying to come into balance, and we are all being dismembered down to the studs. We are seeing that what we have created, that the changes that are needed are so deep. They're down to the studs. And we are being dismembered. There is an initiation in the type of spirit medicine I teach, a very beginning initiation where your guides, you will go in for a healing and they will rip you apart or take you down to your bones and then remember you with new energy and new life and assisting you in releasing that which really is time to go. It's just dead weight. It's causing disease. And we are being dismembered collectively. And we are also being remembered collectively. We don't yet see it, although some of you can see it, the new life that is coming from this, with Saturn in Aquarius, is over the next few years, we are going to be bringing into form these new frequencies, these new light codes. We are going to be quickening our evolution, taking quantum leaps in consciousness, but also with Saturn, it's like, get real. Be responsible with this. Bring change and innovation in careful, responsible ways that will work and get results. Bringing the new life to the new ideas
We are on the precipice. We are crowning in the birth process with birthing a new forms. And it is hard to see it when you're in the chaos of the birth process that's painful and bloody and is asking us to not just quiet down and feel the love and the light, but to also feel anything, to feel the result of the lives that we built, that where they're out of alignment. We are all individually looking at that for ourselves, and we are seeing it in the collective. There is no way to pretend that all is that the way things are working. We know that on a very deep level that all is well, and that we are healing, and that we came here equipped to do this. So the energy is present back to the equinox, the Aquarius moon, the beginning of this Aquarian time, this Aquarian age, anchoring it in. This profound unraveling process, this profound looking at the shadow, what we have swept under the rug collectively and individually, what needs to change, and being at the effect of forces that are bigger than us, needing to surrender, needing to heal. Chiron is conjunct the sun at the equinox, which is about healing. It is about wounding. It is about illness. The sun is blazing this energy. Chiron is also about becoming a teacher, a healer, being willing to show up with your gifts as they are needed for yourself and for others, as you're called to. Oh my goodness, I'm noticing that the rising sign for the equinox, you know, is Scorpio, which is all about death, rebirth, and regeneration, and riding the waves that are bigger than our minds can comprehend, and surrendering to the big, big energies and letting them teach us how to be with them so that we can truly die to the forms that no longer serve us and breathe new life into those little tiny shoots and buds of things that we are creating. And of course, Venus at the time of the equinox has been in Taurus, slowing down. The divine feminine is whispering, slow down, come into your body. Now you have time to watch the trees bud. Now you have time to watch the blossoms burst open in the spring. And you also now have time to feel your feelings. You have time to clean out your closets and to rearrange your spice cabinets and to cook the meals that you haven't been cooking because you've been too busy, to read the books, to connect with loved ones, to savor and enjoy the present moment, to be present to the present moment. So we have this support throughout the season of this sense of becoming more presence. And then again, on March 21st, we have Saturn moving into Aquarius, and I've already talked about that. And then on March 24th, we have the new moon, further accelerating this healing process and this wounding process, further understanding how quickly this virus is spreading, but also how quickly, like I said, consciousness is evolving. Whenever Chiron is in Aries, which happens every 50 years, there is a pandemic. Think about 1917 and 1918. Think about 1968. We had a flu pandemic, and now here we are. It is also true that whenever Pluto and Saturn are in conjunction, opposition, or squaring one another, there are pandemics, starting in the 1300s with the bubonic plague and the AIDS epidemic, on and on and on. You cannot make this stuff up. As within, so without. As above, so below. So, what else do I want to say about this? This is about coming home to ourselves and coming home to one another and coming home to our planet. This virus is a medicine, although it is the type of medicine that makes you have diarrhea and vomit and cough and sometimes and get really sick before it heals you. And we're being healed of not just a physical ailment, but of like a viral condition in humanity that has taken root, where our thinking is diseased. Our understanding has been diseased in that we have been in an illusion that we are not connected to one another and to all of life. We've been in an illusion that we are not divine beings. And so I would say, like everyone else is saying, it's time to slow down. It's time to come home to ourselves. This too shall pass. And as it does, and it will pass more quickly than we realize, but it will feel more slowly because any extra day is a lot. It takes a certain amount of time for this change to happen, for this healing, for this release, this purging, and this reorienting to a whole new reality that is based in connection, that is based in, we need to fix a lot of stuff. How are we going to do that? We need to find those people who can do that and put them into places of power so we can move this forward, because we don't want to have this again. And we also need to understand that we are all connected to something larger than our individual lives. So I would strongly recommend that you use this time to come home to yourself. But also, Aries asks, what do you want to say yes to? What do you want to bring into manifestation? Where do you want to have more courage, more presence, more health? Where do you want to bring new ideas? What seeds do you want to plant in this spring equinox where everything is growing so rapidly? Including our dismembering process has just really rapidly expanded. So I would highly encourage you to really sit with, what do I want to say yes to? What do I want to energize? And this energy of Aries loves movement. So I would suggest a ceremony where there's a lot of movement or fire. It's a fire sign. There is so many planets in Earth right now. The South Node's in Capricorn. Mars is in Capricorn. Jupiter's in Capricorn. Pluto's in Capricorn. Saturn's in Capricorn. Venus is in Taurus. Uranus is in Taurus. There's just a lot of Earth. And now fire at the spring equinox. The sun is blazing. And the combination of earth and fire is ripe for manifestation. And again, it's about manifesting the new ideas, manifesting healing. You're going to see a lot of amazing creativity and innovation emerge out of this. You're going to see people stepping forward in incredible beauty and kindness and love and compassion. We're also going to see that old story of people taking advantage of a situation, melting down. But more and more stories of how people are helping each other out are going to be shared. When Chiron is in Aries, we are also rapidly evolving new ways of healing. And one of the new ways of healing has to do with fire or light. Healing with light. Healing with sound, healing with color. And so the meditation that I shared with you in the beginning of the last audio is a really good one to do. And I think we'll just end with that. Feel your light gathering in the center of your chest. You are like the sun. You are like the stars. Let the light within your heart radiate. Invite in the guides and the teachers and the healers, the ascended masters and the archangels, the spirits of nature, the spirit of the land where you live, the ancient, wise, compassionate, loving ancestors, to all also shine their light so that you can perceive and experience a web of golden light that holds you, that you are also a part of. Feel yourself radiating effortlessly like the sun, connecting with an invisible web of love, compassion, kindness, an energy that can support your being present to yourself, whatever needs your presence in this moment. And as we close out, just breathe in that golden sun to the top of your head and into your heart, igniting and blazing your heart flame. And then exhaling through your whole body so that you can feel this river of light that is flowing within you, that is quickening, that is accelerating. This river of light within you is evolving at quantum leaps right now, at the same time that a contagion is spreading, consciousness is spreading, love is spreading, kindness is spreading. It is taking up residence within your body, within your soul. There will be times, even within the darkest moments that we face together, that if you lay on a rock or you lay on the earth and you connect with that invisible web of light and you feel the beautiful heart flame connected to it within you, that you will feel waves of beauty and love that are beyond description. That is also very strong right now. So with that, my love to you all. Take care. Stay safe. Bye.